Our reporter Ian Ramsdale is here with more details. Good morning, Ian, and what exactly do we know about this crash so far?
Good morning, Paul. Well, as you say, flight MH17 flying from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur yesterday. It was a Boeing 777. It was going over the war-torn region of eastern Ukraine when it disappeared from radar 2 hours into its flight time, 2:15 GMT yesterday afternoon, 3:15 British summer time. It was around 50 kilometres from the Russian-Ukraine border. That's the main passenger route, really, from northwest Europe over to Asia for all airlines. I flew it, in fact, just 2 weeks ago. Pilots have been now asked to divert away from the area. 283 passengers on board, 15 crew members, and pictures on news channels this morning showing smouldering plane wreckage strewn across fields. Tom Wendell is a freelance photographer who's at the crash site. He says it's a very distressing scene.
There's blood splattered everywhere and pieces of remains. Oh, it's a pretty grim sight. I spoke with a colleague who arrived here about an hour before I did, and just as the sun was setting, he said there's bodies scattered all over the place. I'm sure as the sun comes up in a few hours here, we'll be able to clarify the situation.
Yeah, hideous pictures. The big question is, I suppose, why did it happen?
Yeah, well, Ukrainian military and pro-Russian rebels accusing each other of shooting down the plane. As for if it was shot down, it's still unconfirmed. The Ukrainian president, Petro Poroshenko, blaming separatists for what he's called an act of terrorism. The Russian president, Vladimir Putin, saying it was Ukraine's responsibility. The United Nations Security Council is to hold an emergency meeting to discuss the incident. President Obama has called for a prompt and unimpeded international investigation. The Foreign Secretary, Philip Hammond, says Britain will offer help wherever necessary. But if it was shot down, the question is who would have been capable of doing so? It was flying at 30,000 feet. That's a long way up. You need sophisticated weapons to reach that altitude. Experts saying that would point to the pro-Russian forces. A professor of Eastern European history at Yale University, Timothy Snyder, says Moscow's involvement does seem clear.
This is the kind of thing which happens when you deliberately destroy political authorities and when you deliberately allow arms to go across your own border in order to create chaos. What begins is a kind of political fantasy of Russia, that Ukraine is just its territory and it's going to fall into line, now becomes a kind of
It's been confirmed there were nine Britons on board. What do you know of the other passengers?
Ukraine is now meeting reality.
Oh, sorry, it's said that there were nine Britons on board. What do we know about the other passengers?
Well, Malaysian Airline confirming that over half of them were Dutch. There was 154 Dutch passengers on there, 43 Malaysians and 27 Australians, the 12 Indonesians as well, and nine Britons among 17 extra Europeans other than those Dutch passengers. Those figures also including 41 people of unverified nationalities so far. British nationals who are concerned about a family or relative who may have been on the flight or involved have been given a number to call at the Foreign Office, 0207 008 1500. I'll give you that number again in just a second. But we have heard many stories as well of passengers who had planned to be on the flight but weren't on there. There was an Australian couple, some newlyweds that didn't get on the flight, and Britain Izzy Sim as well. She and her family tried to get on board at Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam but had to book because the plane was full.
We were supposed to be in that flight, and it's obviously, you know, something watching over us and saying, no, don't get on that flight.
So still a lot to be confirmed about exactly the details of why this plane crashed, but that number again for the Foreign Office, for if you are concerned about a friend or relative, 0207 008 1500.
Thank you very much, Ian Ramsdale, for BBC London 94.9.